With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. As next Tuesday's primary approaches, Montana has had visits from two presidential candidates and one high-profile surrogate. On the Democratic side, the chief supporter and policy advisor for each candidate is the candidate's spouse, Bill Clinton and Jane Sanders. Sally Mock recently spoke with Jane Sanders about what she's learned on the campaign trail, about the conduct of supporters, and about sustaining a political movement.
You've been to hundreds of places by now and met thousands of people across this country. What is your strongest impression of what people want? And I know you have a campaign speech about that, but from your heart, what has most struck you meeting the varied amount of people you've met? What is the common theme?
You put it in a different way than anybody's ever asked. From my heart, what I feel from the people is they want a positive approach to the future, a hopeful, optimistic plan that we work together. They want people to work together to create the country that they all know that this can be. When I go to the rallies with Bernie, aside from being proud of him or inspired by him, which I still am, I am inspired by the people, and when we walk away, we feel such a sense of responsibility and are humbled by the experience, almost without exception, with looking at how hopeful, how wonderful, how committed the people in the crowds are, the ideas they have, their real desire to be involved in a vigorous and rigorous, I guess, democracy.
This has been a remarkable campaign season in many, many ways. And one of the ways it's been remarkable is that passion that you just spoke of that many people have shown and felt this campaign season. And of course, passion is a good thing, but it can also quickly turn into a fanaticism as well and a tendency to demonize those who don't agree. Is that worrisome? Have you seen that? And what's your advice to people about how to stay engaged, but engaged in a way that's respectful?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that at Bernie's rallies. I've never seen it firsthand. He hasn't seen it firsthand. What we have seen it on TV at some of Donald Trump's rallies and in the reports about Nevada. The reports were erroneous. There were no chairs thrown. There was no violence. There were a lot of police, and there were no arrests. There was a lot of yelling, which we don't like, disruptions of things. Honestly, I am impressed with the people that support us. And what Bernie does is try to lead by example and behave in a way that is not your usual political candidate in the last several decades. We don't do negative campaigning. We don't have negative ads. We try to give the people something to vote for rather than trying to tear down somebody else and say how bad they are.
I guess it wasn't speaking solely about acts of violence, but an attitude of demonizing the other. I was at, obviously, Senator Sanders' rally here in Missoula, and every time he mentioned his primary opponent's name, there were loud boos, and certainly on social media, people say what are really hateful things about some of the other candidates, especially, in this case, Secretary of State Clinton. So I guess I was talking about that as well.
Yeah. And as social media has so many good points to it, the bad points are the anonymity of people being able to say terrible things. We understand that Secretary Clinton's super PAC with David Brock has $1 million they've put aside and are paying people to troll the internet and say negative things about us. So we dissuade that. You know, all we can do is say, let's have a positive approach. Let's not do that.
Some pundits think your husband's supporters and Donald Trump's supporters want the same things, have the same frustrations. Do you think that's true?
No, they don't want the same things, that's for sure. I think there are similar frustrations. And I think people are attracted to both, at least early on, attracted to Donald Trump and Bernie because they're both outsiders. I think folks are tired of the polished politician, the poll-tested speeches. that are written by somebody else and put up on a teleprompter. I mean, so you see that kind, you know, people respond to authenticity. The problem is, what might seem like authenticity, I really make it a habit not to talk about Donald Trump because the media talks about him all the time.
But, I was speaking more about Trump supporters than Mr. Trump himself. But one final question for you. The primary season is winding down, obviously, and soon the general election will wind down as well. How do you think the commitment that people have shown to whoever candidate they support in this season, how is that going to translate to an activism that survives the election? And what's your advice to young people, especially who've been so engaged in this campaign, how for them to stay engaged, no matter who wins?
Well, Bernie has said all along that it's not about him, it's about all of the people. And so we will continue. If he's president, he believes that we need a political revolution and people organized to stand up and help him affect the changes that he's stood for. And if he's not president, it becomes even more important for people to be able to remain engaged and put pressure on the people who are elected up and down the ticket to not just pressure, but give them the support that they need to be able to affect real change, kind of a counter to the lobbyists and the big campaign contributors that right now are running Washington. So we will be working on that regardless, and what we would encourage absolutely everybody to do is to recognize they have a responsibility as a citizen in our democracy to remain engaged in the issues that are important to them, that they can, if we all work together, or if groups work together, you know. I mean, that's the only thing that has ever changed anything. Civil rights, women's rights, environmental movement, the gay movement, the only thing that has ever made change in America has been people standing together, offering a positive vision, and ready to stand up for it and be organized and let their voices be heard.
Well, one of the voices we've been hearing all this campaign season is Jane Sanders, wife of Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. And Mrs. Sanders, thank you so much for your time, and certainly hope you come back to Montana one of these days.
Thank you. We will.